time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street, a great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday, everybody. Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and thank you, Leland, for singing that revival song. We believe that God is at work in this nation. Welcome. Welcome here on a Sunday. So delighted to have you here on this January Sunday morning. And welcome to VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we are praying around the globe and around the clock. And thank you for listening at this time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Thank you so very, very much for praying with me and for me. And I am so delighted to have you listening today and praying with me today. This is a day of intercession. I have a true intercessor that's going to be on with me today. We're going to be praying and interceding. It's going to be an eventful day. It's going to be a wonderful day. I thank you for being with me. And primarily today we're praying not only for our nation, but on Sunday we like to pray for churches. And I want to welcome churches all across America. We have almost 1,000 churches in America and around the world that are praying with us. And I want to welcome you today. And before I do, I want to remind everybody that I'm ministering today at Christian Worship Center, San Diego Christian Worship Center in San Diego, California. Art and Wendy Evans are the pastors. And I want to welcome churches all across this land. I want to welcome some new churches that have signed in to pray with me. The Tabernacle in Lansing, Michigan. The C-12 Network Ministry in Kinston, North Carolina, and the Bay Area Community Church in Annapolis, Maryland, Decatur City Church in Tucker, Georgia, Christian Worship Center in Alexandria, Louisiana, Our Lady of Good Counsel in Lake Charles, Louisiana, Living Word Bible Church in Slidell, Louisiana, new churches that are praying with us. Also want to welcome Beyond the Walls in Elyria, Ohio, St. John the Baptist Church, as well as Faith Assembly in Harrison, Ohio. I want to welcome churches all across America. Wicks Bible Church in Wicks, Arizona. I want to welcome Ray of Hope in Duncan, Oklahoma. First Baptist Church in Atwater, California. First Assembly of God Church in Lindsay, Oklahoma. I want to welcome West Coast Life Church in Marietta, California, as well as Church on the Rock in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and the Gate Church in Oklahoma City. I want to welcome San Diego Christian Worship Center, which we are ministering at today, San Diego, California. Father's House in Spring Valley, California. Welcome there. New Creation Church in Hillsboro, Oregon. The Victory Christian Church in Boca Raton, Florida. I want to welcome Woodland Park Baptist Church, Chattanooga, Tennessee, as well as New Harvest Church in Moorhaven, Florida. I want to welcome Church of the Harvest in Fayetteville, Georgia, as well as Real Life Church in Brownsville, Texas. Welcome to Crusaders Ministry in Chicago, Illinois, Calvary Campus Church in Carbondale, Illinois there. I want to welcome First Baptist Church in Fort Stockton, Texas, as well as Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas, Trinity Christian Church in Alexandria, Louisiana. I want to welcome Martin Baptist Church in Coushatta, Louisiana. I may have mispronounced that one. Churches all around the nation, around the world, I want to welcome you all across America as we pray together for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. So, Father, I just set myself in agreement right now in the name of Jesus that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done here on the Breakout Prayer Network on this Sunday, BPN Radio. I pray, Lord, particularly for every church in this nation, the nations of the world that are listening. And today we have given ourselves and are giving ourselves to intercessory prayer and prayers of agreement. And so we just pray for the broadcast today, for this prayer session today, that your will, plan, and purpose be done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, today on the telephone, I have Debbie Davenport from Rockwall, Texas. Her and her husband, Brian, have been friends of ours for many years. And we're going to pray together. Debbie is a true intercessor, which I know that there are many true intercessors that are praying with us today, but she's a true intercessor. And every once in a while here on BPN Radio, I like to just get her on the phone and we pray together. The prayer of agreement, intercession prayer. And so that's what we're going to do today. And it's a little bit different than most of our broadcast, but I know that you're going to be blessed, and we're going to be praying in tongues, And please don't be offended if you don't understand or believe in praying in the Spirit. We'll be talking about that. But there is such value, so because so much of my prayer life is praying in tongues. So I'm going to get Debbie Davenport on the phone here, and we're going to pray together. And we invite you to pray with us here on BPN Radio. Okay, I want to welcome back to BPN Radio a longtime friend of ours, Deborah Davenport, who we affectionately call Debbie. Debbie Davenport, a true intercessor. And I've asked her to be on the program today, the prayer service here on BPN Radio, so we could do some intercessory prayer. And after the prophetic words that I gave this past week, I felt like there's some things that we really need to pray about. So, Debbie, good to have you back.
Thank you, Daniel.
Debbie Davenport from Rockwall, Texas. And I know that you and your husband, Brian, are very involved in the praying army there. If you want to say something about the praying army, that would be fine. Tell us a little bit about your background in prayer, and then we're going to do some intercession today.
Okay. Background in prayer is, you know what, I'm a testimony for God can use the least. The little nobody, the little mama in her home, God can use the great and mighty people of this earth in the kingdom, and he can also use the little lover of God who sits in that secret place and communes with him and listens to him. So I learned so much from being involved in the 80s at Church on the Rock, and then when you and Gene came and you began to implement morning and evening prayers. And, you know, I think so much of our praying we learn by being around seasoned prayers. And it develops a hunger for more of God. And you hear someone who knows how to pray, knows how to storm the gates of hell, but also to sit in the secret place with God and love on him and allow him to love you. And the more that you're around people like that, I think it's caught. And of course, you've always been a great teacher as well. So the catching of the spirit of that, but also having the word to stand on, to pray the word, to know what you're doing and why you're doing it as well, as revealed by the Holy Spirit. I feel like in the 80s and 90s, Brian and I really gained growth in the Lord through being involved at Church on the Rock. And we thank God for that experience and for all the wonderful people who were raised up with us in that move of God. I appreciate God for that time in our lives. And so now we move forward.
Yes.
And, yes.
Well, we're still moving forward, and we're still going on.
Yes,
and,
yes, we are.
And I'm so thankful that that as we keep moving, that God continues to reveal things that we need to pray about. And we know that we're living in a very interesting time in the history of our nation, our land, and even the world. And I know that God has called intercessors like yourself into the prayer closet to pray. And I believe that I've been sharing how the prophet, he stands on the wall, the prophet of the prophetess stands on the wall, and begins to proclaim to the intercessors what he sees, and the intercessors mm-hmm. begin to declare to the prophets what they're hearing in the prayer closet, and then the prophet begins to proclaim that. And so we know that there is a tremendous connection between the prophet, prophetess, and the intercessors as we work together. And then, of course, calling the church to pray as a corporate body. So I want us to pray together, and whatever you feel that we need to pray about, because I know that you're a true intercessor. I've been prophesying that God is calling intercessors out of the closet to begin to speak publicly and proclaim publicly what they are hearing and become a tremendous voice in this land. And so many voices that have been silent in days and months and years gone by are going to become very public. So I know that you are an intercessor. I believe we do need to call for more intercessors, people that will intercede or stand in the gap. He said, I sought for a man or a woman to stand in the gap that make up the hedge. He said, I just couldn't find anybody. That's probably one of the saddest verses in the entire Bible. But I believe that there's a lot of people interceding, and we need to call for more intercession.
Yeah.
So however you want to pray today, you want to pray, we just start praying.
Okay. Father, we come to you, magnificent, holy God, our dear Father, and we praise you today. I thank you, Father, for the voice of the prophet. I thank you, Father, that you always give us hope in Christ Jesus. Yes. Now, Father, I thank you that when I listen to these prophetic words, I'm so encouraged and stirred, Father. I'm stirred in my innermost being to continue to join with you and to call for more intercessors to be raised up in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Father, I thank you that as I look at this, you speak to me from Exodus, where it says that there was thick darkness in Egypt. It was so thick and oppressive it could be felt. But the Israelites had light in their dwellings. And you reminded me of Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yeah.
There is always the light of God, even in the most gross, thick darkness,
thank
Father.
You,
and you've said to me, these are the best of times and these are the worst of times.
Yeah.
So, Father, I thank you that you have allowed us to live in this time, in this place that you planned before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
For the people here now on earth, we are the chosen ones to stand up and be the Nehemiah's, Father, to be the Ezra's, to be Esther's and Deborah's, Father. Yes. I thank you, Father, that you've given us patterns in your word of how to pray and how to praise you and intercede on behalf of our families, on behalf of our nation, Father, on behalf of our cities and our states and our government, Father, on behalf of the nations of the world, on behalf of every tribe and tongue, that you have placed your spirit in peoples of every people group, Father. And we just cry out to you, Father, to raise up mighty intercessors, Father, out of every tongue and tribe. Shomahari ati salioko tori batasinda ba roti tamba sadia tore aseke tori batanda Hallelujah, 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 Father. I believe you've given us a pattern, Father, even in Nehemiah.
Thank you, Lord.
A pattern, Father, to cry out for our cities and our nations, for our sons and our daughters, Father, to cry out, Father God. Cry out in repentance, Father.
Yeah.
Repentance for our own sin.
That's
repentance
right.
for our own iniquity.
That's right.
Repentance for those that came before us in our own bloodline, Father.
That's right.
I ask you, Father, to to instruct us and teach us,
yes,
how to, and show us, Father. We ask for the spirit of revelation, for the spirit of counsel, Father. I thank you, Father. We need you to teach us and show us, Lord.
Yes.
But thank you, Father, that anyone can step in and intercede, Father. All
right.
It takes is a yes in your spirit that's bigger than the no.
Yes.
A yes in your spirit,
thank you, Lord.
Cause there to be a yes in our spirit towards you,
thank
Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Estondi saraba solia saraba soliam tiki le basanta ba. Brente che te be so te le mosinta ba
sinta.
I thank you, Father, for the spirit of and the gift of repentance, Father. The gift of repentance, Father. I thank you, Father. As Dale was speaking the first of this year on repentance, oh, my heart was gripped and I was stirred. I was stirred by that talk, Lord. And by that prayer, Father God,
thank you,
you cause us to stir one another in the spirit realm. You cause us, Father. I thank you for the work you're doing, for every way you use to stir us up in your spirit. Father God, you cause us to walk in repentance before you.
Yes,
you cause us to have a heart desire to turn away from the things that displease you, that break your heart, Father.
Right,
oh, we praise you, Father, for the gift of repentance.
Yes.
What a magnificent gift, Father God. Thank you, Father, that you're keeping us on a short leash, Father.
Yes, God.
That you're setting a guard over our mouths that we would not sin against you, Father.
That's right, Lord.
Oh, Father, not one idle word coming out of our mouth, Father.
That's right. Oh,
Shobodas, Holy Spirit,
Hallelujah.
Help us. Before we speak, Zote Batinchida Basanta Bata, O Tabasana, to be slow to speak and quick to listen, Father. Koshanda Basanta, give us ears to hear what your spirit is saying, Father, because our mouths are used to bring life into this world. Shote Basanta Bata Kareyatata. We bless you, Father. We use our mouths to bless you. Bro Santaba, help us not to curse people around us, Father. Shota Bakasiantaraba, thoughtlessly, words thoughtlessly spoken.
Yes.
Father, silly words that are bring detriment to your kingdom, Father. Forgive us.
Yes, Lord.
Because our mouths and our voices need to be singing praises to you, Father.
Yes.
Singing praises to you day and night and night and day. We will not cease to pray and to praise you, God. You alone are worthy.
Hallelujah.
This is your kingdom. This is your world.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, help us to walk in holy reverence before you,
God.
Yes, God. Father, I know that you give us great joy.
Thank you, Lord.
And great peace. And I appreciate that.
Yes,
but you
Lord.
Also want us to recognize the seriousness of the times,
yes,
Father. As little children, we can trust you and know that doesn't matter what's going on around us, Daddy is going to take care of us.
Yes, Lord.
But as your children, Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace
thank
to obtain
Jesus.
Mercy, Father,
thank
and
you,
to
Jesus.
Hear your voice.
Yes,
and
Lord.
To get in agreement with you.
Yes, Lord.
We are no longer babes in Christ, Father.
That's right.
But we have entered into the season that we are eating the meat of the Word, Father.
That's right.
You are showing us great and mighty things.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not so that we can be puffed up, but so that we can stand beside you and agree with you and stand
Lord.
On this earth and say,
Lord.
Yes, Father, your will in heaven be done on this earth.
Yes.
We are the connectors to earth, Father, as you are seated in heaven. Ashtaba Santa, thank you for your Holy Spirit who lives and moves and breathes within us.
Yes.
Oh, Somahateba Santa God, who roars out of Zion through us sometimes.
Hallelujah.
Shabahatia Santa Kosea Tapa Sukia Data. Your mercy endures forever.
Yes, Lord.
Your mercy endures forever.
Yes.
You are awesome and mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we worship you above all, King of kings and Lord of lords.
Hallelujah.
Almighty God. Hallelujah. There is none like you.
That's right, Lord.
There is none like you, Father. There is none like you, mighty God. I thank you, Father, for the pattern in Nehemiah. I thank you, Father, for the pattern in Nehemiah.
Yes.
To come and repent.
Yes.
And weep for the cities that the gates have been burned.
That's right.
And the walls have been torn down.
That's right.
Oh, Father, you are making a way for us to rebuild.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father. All is not lost.
Hallelujah.
All is not lost, Father. There's always hope in you.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, Father, we thank you
for the hope of your
presence within us, Father, that you have not remove your presence from this nation.
Right.
You've not removed your presence from within us.
Right.
We thank you, Father God. We thank you that you cause us to pray, that you stir us up, Father. And sometimes we have to stir ourselves up, Father.
Yeah.
I thank you, Father, that you even give us that gift to stir ourselves
That's
up,
right.
to pray, to stand in the gap. To not be distracted or discouraged by the voice of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Though he may try to laugh us to scorn, we shut our ears to that evil laughter, and we throw our heads back and we laugh in the Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Father.
Yes.
We joy in you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you are high and lifted up.
Yes, you are.
You are more than enough.
Yes, you are.
You are mighty God.
Yes.
You are our mighty King.
Yes.
There is nothing too hard for you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We win. We win. We win. Thank you, Father, that you are raising up intercessors. And Lord, I see you taking intercessors by the Spirit up into the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And showing strategies of how to pray.
Yes.
Strategies. You're calling us to be strategists,
yes.
Father.
Yes.
Yes. Giving us strategies, Father, from high places.
Thank you, Jesus.
Seated in Christ. Giving us ears to hear what your Spirit is saying, causing us to rise up early, well before dawn, to get your strategies for the day, Father. Shanda Bakurianta, to know
Lord.
How to pray, Father. Shanda Basarebare, that every effort, that there's not one moment or one breath that's wasted, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Ashtaba Sanda Bakur Sanda Bariataraba. Prosonte Kasandiata. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. I bless you, Father. I thank you for your strategies.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Father. And oh, what a blessing it is to be with you. So poto sondia ta ta ta. I thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you for the dialogue of prayer.
Yes.
For the joining together of our spirit with your spirit. For not only speaking, but listening, Father.
That's right.
For being quiet with
you. Right.
And listening to your strategies.
That's
and
right.
being willing to sit with you in silence, Father, until you are ready to speak.
Yes.
Oh, Father, I thank you for your presence.
Yes,
oh,
we do.
My
yes,
God.
We do. Yes, we do.
Thank you for your presence. Thank you that you've called your bride to be raised up without spot or wrinkle, Father. That you've clothed us in white purity, holiness befits your house, O God.
Hallelujah.
You've called us to holiness, Father.
Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, Father God. Father God. Holy Spirit, make us holy. Make us one with you. I agree with the prayer of Jesus for the church.
That's right.
Yes, yes, Father.
Yes,
Lord. Yes. Raise up intercessors who will pray that prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. On earth as it is in heaven.
That's right.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. I bless you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are
thank
awesome.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, you,
you are. You are mighty God.
Yes.
You are so worthy of
yes,
all of our
yes, you are,
prayers.
Lord. Yes, you are, Lord.
You have done everything for us.
Yes, yes,
you've given
yes.
us everything.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for
thank
calling
you, Lord.
Us.
Thank you, Lord.
Calling us from our mother's womb.
Hallelujah.
God, for naming us.
Hallelujah.
For putting your seal upon us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Shatabasa.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray, Father, that those who've resisted will resist no more. That sweet surrender will come
hallelujah.
To every intercessor.
Hallelujah.
Sweet surrender, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank
agree.
You for your rest
agree.
In the turmoil of life.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
For the resting place.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, it's good to have Debbie Davenport here on BPN Radio on this Sunday, and we're just praying intercessory prayers. And I do know, Debbie, that, you know, I teach for people that want to have a prayer life, the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer, but I know that that intercession consists of a lot more than that, and you've been you're an example. And you've demonstrated today and are demonstrating intercessory prayer, where men and women go into their prayer closet and pray. And as you pray, then the Holy Spirit begins to talk to you about what to pray about. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then you pray along those lines.
Yes.
And then listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, recording, writing down what he what he is saying, and if there's ever a need for intercessors to pray, and I know that intercessory prayer is not just where you say, well, I'm going to go and pray 10 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour. I know intercession is where you go into the prayer closet until you empty yourself, until you have that release. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right.
Well, and I know that you are an intercessor, and there's such a vital need for intercessors in the body of Christ. And I want us to pray a little bit longer. And tell me, I know that we're praying in tongues, we're praying in the Spirit, and there may be people that are listening to BPN Radio say, well, I don't understand that, or I don't agree with that. And, you know, when I started BPN Radio, the Holy Spirit just began to speak to me and say, you know, so much of your prayer life is praying in tongues, and he just asked me not to refrain from doing that, even though I might come into criticism, or people might not agree with me, or they might turn us off. But I know that praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues, having a prayer language is such a vital part of my prayer, and I know that it is you. And why do you mix praying in tongues or praying in the Spirit with your English, with your understanding? Why do you pray in tongues also as an intercessor?
Well, as an intercessor, that's part of the way I hear God. And also, when I'm praying, there are things that come up in me that I don't have English words to say. Because hopefully the Holy Spirit is praying, you know, with me or in tandem. Yes. We're praying together because he lives in me.
Yes.
And he speaks a heavenly language.
Yes.
He can speak every language that's on earth.
Yes.
But he also speaks a heavenly language.
Yes.
And it's the secret things of God that sometimes I'm searching for how to pray.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm allowing him, I'm surrendering to his voice to pray things that, mysteries that he knows that I don't know, but I know there's more. And so I give myself to that, that prayer in tongues.
Yes.
It also gives me revelation, which is vital to strategies and information that I don't have. He does.
Yes.
So I tap into him by praying in tongues. And I will say that, as you said, we're not trying to offend anyone, heaven forbid, but we must obey God rather than men.
Right. I agree. Yeah. And so I want us to pray in just a moment. I want us to pray together in the Spirit. And, you know, I just know the value of praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit, because there'll be times that I'm praying even here on BPN radio. There'll be times I'm praying and that I just don't know exactly how to pray anymore about that. And yet I know that the Holy Spirit still wants to pray about that and help us pray about that. And that's when I begin to pray in tongues or pray in that heavenly language that I received when I was baptized in the Holy Ghost, or the baptized in the Holy Spirit. And so I want us to pray together, and anything that comes out that you would like to pray about here on BPN Radio. One of the things that, as you were praying a few moments ago, that I was so prompted by the Spirit to pray about was people that were once on the front lines of prayer, once on the front lines of ministry. They were helping lead the charge, but because of shame or because of wounds, they got wounded, they got beat up, they got disappointed, they got disillusioned, they got disenchanted, they got discouraged, all those D words. And, and we know the devil starts with a D. And so, they have retreated. They have sat down. Maybe some of them just backslidden away from God. I don't know. But there's got to be that yanking, pulling, of the Holy Ghost to get back in the front lines. I just feel like we need to intercede for some people that that have grown cold or maybe lukewarm, indifferent toward God, and they just once were really on fire, but the lamp has gone out of their lives. And I just feel like we need to pray for them. And so why don't we just pray in the Spirit a little while, and then you just lead us in that prayer, if you will, and anything else that you feel like the Holy Ghost wants us to pray about. I know this is kind of an unusual prayer service, but it's just in my heart. And so let's just pray.
Father, we come and we pour in the oil and the wine. Father, Lord, those that have been hurt and wounded, that were leaders, Father, that were intercessors, Father. In the last mighty move of God, Father, things happen. Wounded, Father, by the actions of themselves or the actions of other people, Father.
Yes.
But, oh, Lord, I know what it is to become complacent in the prayer closet, Father. And just the other day, I was looking back for a moment there and crying out to God and asking Him to forgive me for the wasted time, the time that I had been complacent and had not entered in to the prayer closet and was asking for forgiveness. And thank you, Father, you reminded me that you are outside of time.
That's right.
And that you redeemed the time, Father.
That's right.
So I thank you for that, first of all, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That you redeem the time.
Yes.
And I pray, Father, that many would be encouraged, Father.
Yes.
That the body of Christ that has been wounded and has laid down their sword and has taken off the armor and has just gone off to do business as usual, just live life and are in a hopeless state, Father, that you would come and put your blanket of love and courage around them, Father, and you would encourage them to wake up.
Yes.
And they would hear your voice calling, wake up, my beloved.
That's
wake
right.
up, my beloved.
Yes.
You have not been disqualified.
That's right.
You have not been disqualified.
That's right.
The blood of Jesus speaks.
That's
the
right.
blood of Jesus speaks louder than any sin in the courtroom of heaven.
That's right.
Take that precious blood.
Yes.
Take that precious blood.
Yes.
Before the accuser.
Yes.
Allow the great intercessor to stand in the gap for you and say, Father, my blood,
answer. Yes.
The accusations of the enemy. In the great courtrooms of heaven, Father. The Lord Jesus Christ standing, Father, in the gap for us.
That's right.
All of us, Father, intercessors, prophets, this nation, the nations of the world, all of us who have gone astray.
That's right.
Oh, Shabbat, all we like sheep have gone astray and turned away from you, God, and have turned to wickedness. But you, by your great grace,
and your great mercy, that's right.
Shabbat, you stand there with the blood of Jesus saying, Father, it was all laid on me, the Lord God Almighty. It was all on Jesus. We have been washed by the blood. Cleansing our minds with your word.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, you wash our minds.
Yes.
You give us new identity,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Who we really are in you, Father.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, for your great grace and mercy poured out. Open the ear. As you minister to the spirit of men and women who have become in their own minds disqualified, help them to hear your voice calling them and saying, you are not disqualified.
That's right.
You are qualified because of the Holy Spirit, of the blood of Jesus. Take up your sword. Gird up your loins with truth. Rise up.
Yes.
Feel the Spirit of God rising up in you and raising you up. Dressed in white. You will follow the Lamb wherever He goes.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Having
on the helmet of salvation, the mind of Christ, the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
That's right.
You are more than ready. You are more than able. Your God is. He has never left you. He has never failed you.
That's right.
Father, I thank you that you continually bathe us in the spirit of repentance.
That's right.
Shomahore batayata.
Hallelujah.
Zondiyata. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in our mind. In the spirit of our mind. Shomahore batayata. Revealing our true identity.
That's right.
Revealing who we really are in Christ.
Yes, yes.
Shutting our ears to the lies of the enemy.
That's right.
It would try to lie to us and tell us who we are, and we are not that. We are children of the light.
That's right.
We are not of the darkness.
That's right.
Shana Masandia Karabasandia Sokoriasanta. That's why he wants to keep us asleep and our mouths shut
right.
in the darkness.
Yeah.
Because we are children of light.
Yeah.
Shantabasana. We bring light to the
darkness.
That's right. That's
right. Debbie, I want you to pray right now for pastors. The Holy Spirit, just hear him speaking to pray for pastors, for shepherds. You know, we have 1,500. I was told that 1,500 pastors, ministers are leaving the ministry every month in America. There's satanic attacks going on. And the Bible says, smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. And so would you just pray, and I'll agree with you here. For pastors, I know this is Sunday here on BPN, pastors ministering the word today, and I just want you to lead us in a prayer of an intercession, a prayer of agreement for the pastors here in this nation and the nations of the world that are listening here today.
Father, my Lord. Father, I come in intercession and prayer for the pastors. Father, the pastors, Lord. All they carry, Father. Help them to know,
Lord,
that they are not beasts of burden.
That's right.
It is your strong soldiers, the shoulders that carry, that carry the weight.
Thank you, Lord.
They are also sheep, Father. They are in your care, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Help, Father. Help comes from you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. You have asked them to come up under your yoke that is easy, and your burden is light,
right.
Father.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus, you are the great shepherd.
Lord.
You carry, you deliver, you lead the flock.
Yes, Lord.
Shabba Santa. They are just under a high calling to help you care for and shepherd those flocks.
Right.
But you never ask them to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, what is, you're not giving them the strength and the wisdom and the grace to do, Father.
I agree.
And call of the shepherd. Of the shepherds is to listen to and lean on the great and good shepherd.
That's right.
Show both for instruction, Lord.
That's right.
For the flock of people, Lord.
That's right.
Father, we lift the
Thank
burden
you,
off the shoulders of the pastors, Lord.
That's right.
Father, I know that they are so aware, Father. Every week of what they are delivering to the people, Lord. Put your word in their mouths, Father.
That's right.
Cause them to stand up.
Yes.
And not be afraid of people,
yes,
Father.
That's
I bind and rebuke the spirit of fear.
That's right.
The fear of man, Father.
Yes, that's right.
That they only be filled with the fear of the Lord.
That's right.
The awesomeness awe of the Lord God Almighty. So who they are answering to.
They only
answer to you, Father, on behalf of their sheep and their congregation, Father. Sote the pastors, the elders, Father, I lift them up to you.
That's right.
And Father, as an intercessor, I repent. I repent, Father, for the hurtful and hateful words and ways of the body of Christ pastors elders, Father, and teachers and preachers. Father God, Father God, forgive us.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive us for trying to control. Forgive us for backbiting and judging. Shut the mouth of the enemy among the congregation in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
And cause us to walk in love, in unity of spirit. Bearing another's burdens, Father. You did not call pastors to bear all the burden.
You
called all of us to bear one another's burden, Father. And we step up and step into that place. As the people of God. Raise us up, Father, in unity. In the unity, in the bond of love, Father God. Caring for one another, bearing one another's burdens. Caring for one another's children and grandchildren, Father.
That's right.
Praying for one another in
That's right. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I bless you, Father.
Thank you, Father,
that in the midst of the trouble and trials of this world, that that you are going to cause this to work for the good of the church.
That's right.
We are going to be bonded together in love.
Yes, we are.
Deeply than we ever have
been.
Don't give up hope, pastors. Don't give up hope, elders.
That's right.
Your hope is in the Lord.
Yes.
Hope in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hope in the Lord.
That's right.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him.
That's right.
And he shall direct your path.
That's right.
He knows where you should go and what you should do and what you should say. He touches through you.
Yes.
He speaks through you.
Yes.
He inspires through you.
Thank you, Lord.
Open your mouth and he'll fill
right.
Shanti basana. Wait on him. Santi basana.
Thank you, Lord.
If you have nothing to say, don't say it. Santa basana.
That's right.
It's okay that there be silence for
a few minutes. That's right.
Sante, our silence really is golden. It's the gold dripping from the mouth of God.
Yeah.
Words of the oil, the golden oil dripping, bringing healing, bringing restoration, Father. Bro Santa bringing comfort. Father has called you to comfort his people.
That's right.
Comfort his people.
That's
especially
right.
As the times come. Thank you, Lord. Don't be afraid
to
stand in the place of humility and authority before the congregation.
Don't
be surprised at the love of God that is going to be poured forth in your heart.
That's right.
For the people of God. Don't let the enemy pull you off the wall. Be restored. Be restored. Be restored.
Yes.
Be restored.
Yes.
So that you can restore.
Shontaba, as you are restored, go and restore the brethren.
That's right.
Ashtasantabasanta. As you are restored, go and restore the brethren.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I set myself in agreement with Debbie Davenport here on BPN on this Sunday, concerning pastors, concerning churches, concerning our nation, and concerning prayer, the power of prayer. We will never know until we get to heaven, until we enter to eternal life, how effective our prayers have been. So I thank you, Lord, for this day. And I set myself in agreement with Debbie Davenport that you're going to raise up intercessors all across this nation who will stand in the gap and make up the hedge for their marriage, for their family, for their business, for their finances, for their church, for their city, for their nation. And so, Lord, we call for intercessors who will intercede day and night on behalf of their church, their city, and their nation, as well as their families.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Well,
Debbie, thank you for praying with me. You've been on a couple of times. I'm going to have you again. And we've just had a wonderful time of prayer and intercession. And we're going to keep calling for intercessors. And we're calling for prayer leaders to come to Austin. I've been making that announcement today on the broadcast. And I thank you for being on today. Gene and I love you, and Brian, and our friendship. And thank you for investing into our lives and what you're doing for the kingdom. And we believe there is hope for our nation. And as we pray, we're going to see the results. Thank you very much, Debbie. God bless you.
Thank you, Dale and Gene. God bless you. And thank you for the privilege and the honor of praying.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. So we appreciate Debbie Davenport praying with us today here on BPN. And thank you so very, very much for being a part. I do want to remind you that we are going to be having a BPN prayer leaders gathering on April the 9th through the 11th, April 9th through the 11th here in Austin, Texas. And I'm going to be sharing more about that. But that's a call. That's a 911 call, a 911, 911, April the 9th through the 11th. 911, because we must pray. And I know that there are many intercessors that would just like to come and pray with us for 3 days. And we would be so thankful and grateful to have you being a part of this prayer gathering. And this prayer gathering is for prayer leaders, intercessors, prayer leaders, many of you wanting to start prayer centers. We're going to be telling you more about that. We're just going to come together. We're going to pray for 3 days. And where there's going to be prayer, of course, and instruction and information and impartation. Instruction, information, and impartation. And that is April the 9th through the 11th. And we're going to be, of course, telling you more about that. Well, we appreciate you being a part of Breakout Prayer Network, this BPN broadcast on this Sunday. We thank you so very, very much for joining us. And remember that we're going to be back tomorrow at this same time, and we are going to be praying together. Because we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Thank you for listening today, joining us today. We'll be back in the morning, tomorrow afternoon, this same time, anytime here on BPN. You have a great Lord's Day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.